Meeting of the Washington Fish and Wildlife Commission. Welcome, everyone. I don't know about you all, but this is my first trip to Pasco. I think I've passed by on occasion, but I've never stayed here and looked around. And it's a beautiful place. The surrounding landscape is quite different from where I come from in southwest Washington in the rainforest, but it's just particularly lovely this time of the year. And so we're really happy to be here in eastern Washington. The first item of business is the commissioner discussion. So would anyone like to bring items of interest to the commission's attention? I know you've been doing interesting things. You have to have been. Commissioner Smith.
Not that interesting, but it was a new grandfather, yes. But I was in a meeting in Seward yesterday about this time, and I was walking into the meeting, and as some of you might have heard on the news last night, there was a 6.2 earthquake. And as I walked into the door, one foot was in the air, stepping, and the building moved like this, and I actually landed on my butt. So the first time I was in an earthquake like that, and then we're 50 feet from the water, and everybody's screaming, tsunami warning, tsunami warning. I said, I've seen this movie. So I'm glad to be where the ground is not moving under my feet. So.
Good. Thank you. Anyone else? Commissioner Smitten?
Chair, just to bring to the commission's attention, very unusual event occurred yesterday, and in fact, in my fishing life, which is probably over 60 years, I've never heard of this happen before. In less than 24-hour notice, voted four times in a row by the Seattle Times' most popular sports fishing lake was closed. It was closed because of a blue algae event, and closed. Like the county health folks arrived the next morning, all boats off the lake, closed indefinitely. Notice the public, these fish are hazardous to your health. If you have them, you shouldn't eat them. And it raises a lot of questions in my mind. Procedurally, how are these things done? It was a water test was sent in. Was it taken by the county? Did it go through DOE? What are the protocols? But if this is a first time of event, maybe it's a warming issue that we're going to see more of. So this is going to be one to watch, as a lot of protocols are going to be formed with what has happened.
Commissioner Carpenter.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I didn't hear what lake, or did you name it?
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Fish Lake. There's multiple fish lakes in the state. This one happens to be in Chelan County. My home is on Lake Wenatchee, so it's just over my shoulder, about 4 miles. Very, very popular fishing lake for the public.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. And maybe you would like to propose a briefing sometime about how the public safety aspects are taken care of in regards to lake fishing, shelf fisheries. This does link to some of the work that I've been in harmful algal blooms on the coast. So maybe we can ask for a briefing at some point about how lakes are monitored, the safety risks.
Chair, let me talk to the committee chair and, right, and fish committee and see what we could do.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
Commissioner Keening.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I know we'll have a briefing later on some of the goings-on with wolves, and that is the type of work that I get involved with in my day-to-day activities. I do work with several ranchers, and we're trying to get non-lethal practices in place, and there's some really good examples of that. I did want to say this one particular rancher that I've been working with, who employs range riding, called and asked for some additional assistance, and the wolves in that particular pack had been getting kind of chummy with the cows, more so than usual, and the range rider felt a little more human presence might help. just in a way put more scent out there and make the wolf pack feel there was a little larger human presence there. So I got to go out on that with three or four different folks and some volunteers from the west side, actually. And that was a very, very important experience for me. I wish all of you could have it. If you haven't heard wolves in the wild, but that's one really positive thing. To see the amount of work, though, and angst that causes the rancher is another very, very positive thing. And to see them doing then what they could, how they could, to the best of their ability, was very meaningful. And yet, I came away, and I think all the people that went with me came away with the feeling there is no perfect answer. Non-lethal tactics are a good thing to do. They're not going to always be effective. We will have incidences of depredation. How we deal with that, I think, is a very important issue for this commission. But we have to be very realistic about our expectations. There is no way to get to no livestock dying and no wolves dying, in my mind. We do the best we can. And I think a lot of ranchers are doing the best they can. And I think a lot of people that support wildlife have to understand that. And I think a lot of people that support wildlife understand that as well, that you know, wolves are a population, and we have to have the social tolerance to have them recovered. So anyway, it was a very meaningful experience. I have a recording of the wolves howling, and I was howling, and they were howling, and back and forth, until I scared them off, because that was my job for the day, was to scare them off, not just have fun howling at them.
Is there a particular scare-off howl?
No, no, that was other air horns and things like that.
Thank you. Anything else? Okay, let's move on to the meeting minute approval. You have before you the minutes from the September 19th, 2014 conference call. This was a special meeting. Are there any corrections needed to the minutes? Hearing none. Commissioner Smith, you want to make a motion?
Thank you. I move to approve the September 19, 2014 conference call minutes as proposed by the chair.
Second the motion.
The motion's been made and seconded by Commissioner Schmitten to approve the September 19, 2014 minutes as presented. Further discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no. Motion carries.